Hello and welcome to Lush Tums, the podcast, supporting you on your mothering journey during pregnancy, birth and beyond. Through yoga, education and community, we enable every woman we work with to connect more deeply to herself and her own innate wisdom. Find your tribe as you become a parent, making positive, informed choices that are right for you, because Lush Tums believes everything has a place. Join the two Claires as we connect, laugh and learn. In this space, everything is welcome. Hello and happy new year. Welcome to Lush Tums the podcast. I'm Claire McGill.
Hi, and I'm Claire Maddalena.
And Claire and I thought we'd just have a little catch up with you today and tell you about what we've got coming up this year on Lush Tums the podcast. But first of all, let's have a little check in. How are you doing, Claire? What have you been up to over Christmas and New Year?
Hello, my lovely. Oh, I'm actually very, very well. Had a really lovely Christmas break, really just turned the laptop off and downed tools and really took some time to relax and just hang out and be present with everyone and what was going on. It all started on a bit of a high because my husband and I went away for a little sneaky night in a hotel, which just set the tone of decadence and enjoyment for the whole of the holiday. And yeah, it just all unfolded really, really beautifully. We had some great weather, great food, great company, and I just felt really lucky. So I can't complain. It was a great Christmas. Given we all had weird Christmases last year, it made up for it in spades. What about you? How was yours?
Oh, mine was also lovely. I have to say, on the build up to it, I was feeling very anxious because last year we weren't able to spend Christmas how we had planned to spend it at all, and I was quite anxious because lots of friends and family had come down with COVID, and I thought, well, it's just the circle's getting smaller and smaller, it's bound to get us at some time, and what if it gets us over Christmas, what if yet again I have to tell my children we can't go and spend time with their grandparents. And I was quite anxious about that. So when it came down to the day and we were able to do all the things we'd planned on doing, we were really grateful and really happy. And it was a pretty peaceful, low-key affair. Last year was a big year for us. We began something which we'd been desperate to do for such a long time, which was this podcast. We've talked about it for such a long time, and to get it going felt really, really good. I really enjoyed getting to speak to so many really interesting people. Do you have some highlights? What did you love best about it last year?
Well, like you say, it had been a dream well discussed for a long time. So just to, start to put that into reality and have a different kind of creative outlet just felt really positive. I got quite a lot of energy just from us, connecting in, planning it, meeting different people, doing the podcasts. It just felt really exciting and absolutely the right thing for us to be doing. So on one level, that already ticked a huge box for me. And then everyone just had a nugget of wisdom to share. I think every single podcast we did, every single wonderful guest, they all had their own little nugget of wisdom that is just priceless. So I feel that I just want to do more and more of them because everyone comes to the table with their experiences and their own wisdoms to share. And it's just really nice to be able to have that opportunity to capture that and then share that with everyone in our Lush Tums community. So I think all of our guests were great in that way. But one of the ones that really kind of struck a chord for me was just our brilliant chat with Mark Harris. He's just got such an incredible energy, so present and so funny, and full of interesting know-how and anecdotes. I felt really inspired after that one that I actually signed up to do his birth trauma awareness training, which I completed at the end of last year. And listeners, if you enjoyed Mark's podcast with us last year, you'll be delighted to know we are going to be chatting to him again this year, and we'll let you know a bit more about that later in this little catch up. But yeah, that was a real highlight for me, like meeting Mark and connecting with Mark and going on a bit of a journey with him, with his training, was really great.
He is fantastic, isn't he? I've loved learning from him over the years, and every time I hear him speak, I learn something new, and he's so engaging and so interesting to hear, and has so much different life experience. I never know what I'm going to learn from him, and it's always wonderful. I really couldn't believe that Millie Hill was kind enough to give us her time to come and talk about her books with us. Her books are some of my absolute favourite birthing books. I really was so excited to be able to speak to her about them. Hopefully I wasn't too much of a geeky fangirl, but if I was, sorry, not sorry. And that was wonderful. And I really loved Tina as well, talking about pelvic floor. I think for me, that was one that I knew so many people would really benefit from this information. And she did it in such a easy to digest way. She was really interesting and funny. And yeah, but we were lucky. All our guests were just wonderful, weren't they? I think we really loved being able to speak to people that shared so many of our passions and were able to go into depth about things that we're interested in. So it was pure indulgence on our side, I feel.
Yeah. And also I felt like we really lucked out, because we had our brainstorm and wrote down loads of names of guests that we'd love to engage with, and I think we only like approached a small handful of them, and they all responded back saying they'd love to be on our podcast. So that in itself was like, wow, this is so exciting. So I can't wait to keep going through our list now and writing to some more guests, and hoping they'll all jump on and come and have a nice chat with us as well.
Absolutely. So as well as speaking to Mark, we're going to be speaking to holistic sleep coach and expert Lindsay Hookway, who we did the interview last year with her, but unfortunately I didn't get round to editing it in time to release last year. So this one's going to be coming up very shortly, and I know so many of you are going to want to hear what she has to say about sleep training, about responding to our little ones at night, about creating good habits and connection. I think a lot of people have been asking for this one. When I said I was interviewing her, I've had a lot of little messages saying, when's that podcast coming out? So I know she's going to be a really popular one.
It's a hot topic though, isn't it? You know, sleep, sleep, do you get any sleep? You know, what's normal? It comes up in every sort of postnatal class, you know, however old the babies are and they're not sleeping, or and they're sleeping and I don't want to tell anyone. You know, it's such a hot topic. So hopefully we can dispel some myths and shine some light on some of, you know, the evidence-based best approaches to take in that area.
Definitely. And we've also spoken to Anna Kroll, who was absolutely brilliant. I'm really excited about sharing that one, speaking about her research she's done and the work she's done around prolapse and why she believes and has evidence to back up that prolapse is caused not by weakness in the pelvic floor but by tension. So turning on its head the most popular current thinking about what causes a prolapse and therefore the treatment it should be given. So anyone who's experienced prolapse or any kind of pelvic floor dysfunction, it's going to be absolutely fascinating to hear what Anna has to say and to dive a little bit into the biotensegrity that Claire and I have been learning about for the last few years as well.
Yeah, it really feels like a kind of modern tipping point of our understanding of the human body as a whole, which really ties in beautifully to our yogic understanding of the body. And Anna's obviously coming at it from a very sort of physiotherapy prolapsy angle, but it just makes such sense. And just since recording that episode last week, I've already kind of mentioned some of the nuggets, those golden nuggets of wisdom, to a few of my students, and already it's making huge sense for them, and they're already going off on their journeys to find some local practitioners that they can work with this approach. So already it's had a huge impact.
Oh, really exciting to think what a positive impact this could have on people. And we're also going to delve into sex and relationship, particularly sex after having a baby, how relationships change. We're going to be talking to that because that's something that is not talked about as much as we think it should be. And it's something that a lot of people kind of suffer with and can end up feeling quite isolated and not able to talk about these topics. So we're going to delve into some of that as well. So stay tuned for some exciting things coming up. But I'd love to know, Claire, as well as our podcast, which no doubt is favourite on your podcast listening list, is there anything else you like to listen to?
Yeah, I just listen back to all of ours all the time, just hearing our own dulcet tones.
Oh, I was going to say, there's nothing like hearing your own voice, is there?
No, anyway. Cringe.
Oh my gosh, all the cringe.
Oh, so I have not really been listening back to our podcasts. Once we've listened to them once, I'm kind of like, okay, let everyone else listen to them. But I've been listening to a brilliant podcast I'd love to give a shout out to called Medicine Stories. I started listening to it probably at the start of last year. It's about 80 odd episodes. And I absolutely love it. It's delivered by a woman from the States called Amber Magnolia Hill. And she's a herbalist and has been on a real journey with her work. And she interviews other herbalists, wisdom keepers, people that are exploring consciousness, and basically wise folk about the story that is medicine and magic and healing that we can all actually have access to in our own back gardens and, you know, hedgerows when you go out for a walk. It's utterly fascinating. And the episode that got me originally hooked was I kind of jumped in halfway through. It was way back in episode 63, which is called Your Cycle, Yourself, Period Empowerment, Fertility Awareness and the Risks of Hormonal Birth Control, where she interviews a doctor called Dr. Elizabeth Wade. And it was just an utterly fascinating hour and a half about the menstrual cycle as being the fifth vital sign, what our periods are telling us, lots of stuff about body literacy that we just don't get told in our Western society, and also like natural ways of tracking your period so that you can, you know, avoid pregnancy or optimize your chances of conception and just have an insight into the state of your health. I found it utterly fascinating. And like, you know, things that we can just relate to as women, you know, from our cycles, from our own fertility journeys, it really spoke to me. So after listening to that one episode, I was then hooked, and I've absolutely loved it. Even the more recent one about St. John's Wort and helping with anxiety and mental health, I just thought was really useful information. So I would love to share that one with everyone and signpost people to go and have a little listen. It's the kind of podcast I actually love listening to when I'm in the bath, you know, with a few candles in the bath, and then listen to some like proper women's wisdom. It's got that sort of magic-y feel to it. And yeah, it's been a bit transformative for me.
I've been listening to Mark's podcast, his Birthing Awareness podcast, which is always really interesting. As we said before, Mark's so fascinating to listen to. So his own podcast is undoubtedly one of my favourites. I really enjoyed an episode he did recently with someone who is a surrogate and chose to have a baby for someone else. And I think that's a really interesting journey. And I always secretly wondered whether I could be a surrogate. But ultimately, I think I am a bit too selfish. I don't think I could really loan out my body for 9 months, even for the wonderful gift that is a baby to people who so desperately want to be parents. But really interesting to hear that story. I also really love Glennon Doyle's We Can Do Hard Things. I love all the topics. I love all the guests. I love her and her wife and her sister all talking and coming from their very different perspectives. It's a real joy to listen to. And there's nuggets of wisdom in that one as well that I definitely take away with me. So yeah, those have been keeping me entertained. I love a podcast that every time I'm folding my laundry, that's usually when I'm listening to podcasts, and I fold a lot of laundry. So what have you been out to see anything recently? You went to go and see The Matrix 4, didn't you?
I did. I went to see that last week, and I only didn't go in the first weekend because I was promised my very good friend who was away for Christmas in Italy that I'd wait for her to come back and we would go and see it together. So I was a bit of a late person to the party, and I haven't read any reviews. I've heard it's had some kickback and lots of people haven't liked it, but I absolutely loved it. It was so good. It was so good. I loved The Matrix 1 and I loved all of them, but I kind of found they got very complicated and convoluted as they went into 2 and 3. It was like, okay, where are they going with this? This is like, oh, mind-boggling. But The Matrix 4, it kind of picks up a bit more where 1 left off, really. So, yeah, it was awesome. Again, it plays into lots of the yoga philosophy, like what is this world, what are we, what is this life, and all those questions about reality, all those kind of philosophical questions I absolutely love and have studied that through yoga for the last 15 or 20 years. So to see something in a film form that puts across some of that is just excellent for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it all, especially the opening kind of 20 minutes, half an hour, where he's back in the Matrix, but he doesn't know, and he's kind of having like his mental health questioned about what is real and what isn't. And I found that really super interesting. And yeah, I just thought it was ace. I loved every minute of it. So I'm a big fan, as you can tell from the gushing. But I'm going to watch it again, actually. It's a 15, but I'm going to watch it again with the kids because my daughter's watched all the other Matrixes and like The Hunger Games and Divergent, and she's really into her sci-fi. She's watched all of the Star Trek series from the beginning. Like she's a real sci-fi kid.
And you're so awesome. I love that so much.
Yeah, I know. She's a Trekkie. So yeah, she was gutted that it was a 15 and I couldn't bring her to the cinema. I was thinking about like trying to get her in under my coat or put makeup on her and pretend, but I was like, no, be good, toe the line, stick to the rules. But I can't wait for her to see it because she's going to absolutely love it, and we'll be talking about it for ages and ages. Just to put that into context with my daughter, when she was 2.5, her first proper question to me as she sat and on a swing was, "Mum, how does the world hang in space?" I was like, okay, yeah, right, let's go there then. You're 2.5, right, big conversation time. So that's the kind of little personality that I'm dealing with here. So anything that we can weave a philosophical conversation into is a winner.
Oh, super. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it so much because I loved the first Matrix film. I would definitely put that up there as one of my absolute favourite films of all time. And then I really feel very strongly that film 2 and 3 ruined it. And I hate them. And I hate them forever being made, quite passionately. And I was hoping 4 would be like an apology for 2 or 3. But I'm not sure whether that is the case or not. The reviews I've heard are not good. So the fact that you like it so much, that maybe I will give it another chance and hopefully it might redeem itself a little bit.
I would say give it a chance.
I will.
Forget the reviews, just yeah. Give it a chance. It was great to see Keanu back in the hot seat, probably with more lines than any of his movies put together before. Cool. which was good. And Trinity is amazing. And yeah, I just really enjoyed it. I just really enjoyed where it went and how it got you there, and just thought, yeah, job well done.
I've not watched anything in cinema before apart from Spider-Man, which was brilliant, so good, absolutely loved that. If you're into Marvel films and if you like the new Spider-Mans with Tom Holland, then yeah, you definitely won't be disappointed. Let's talk about some of our other plans this year. We're hosting a retreat in October in the Cotswolds. Really something we've been, again, itching to do for a little while. Before lockdown happened, we had got one all set up to happen in Spain that then sadly didn't take place. So we would love to do one in Spain again in the future, for sure. But for now, we're going to go for the Cotswolds in a gorgeous space that we both really love. And it's just an opportunity for anyone who wants to take some time for themselves to come and be in community with women, just as you were saying earlier, tap into that ancient power, really fill themselves up. Of course, there's going to be lots of yoga and meditation and some yummy, yummy food as well. But we hope that mostly people will get a chance to really maybe do a little walk. Maybe they'll get to read that book they haven't had a chance to read yet. Really kind of down tools, look after themselves, and then go home feeling really filled up. And I know that whenever we've done a training together or we've done a retreat together, when I come home, I feel like my most together self. I feel like life is wonderful again. I feel so excited to be in connection with my family and feel like colours are brighter and sounds are louder, and I'm just so much more vibrant. And that's literally because I've given myself that time. And obviously the yoga, you know, putting a lot of practice of yoga into one weekend definitely has its benefits too. So if you are interested in joining us on this very special retreat, you can find details on our website and you can add yourself to the list so that you will get notified when first and be first in line. Basically, we're keeping it quite small just because of the nature of what we do, and yeah, we really look forward to having new and old friends join us. And if you feel like you need to give yourself some time and to really connect in with other women, then this is definitely for you.
Yeah, and just a little addition onto that one. We've got the dates set up for October, but Claire and I were also musing about offering one at the end of March. So those dates are also on the website. We've had quite a few people give us some indications that they would love to get away after the last couple of years of not being able to do very much. So we're hoping this will be a timely time to come together, reset, recharge, and focus for that year ahead. So we'd love you to join us.
And we've also got a newsletter coming out, so check your inboxes. If you don't have our newsletter already, then pop onto our website and sign up. It's really easy to do. And we'll be keeping you up to date with other developments as they come about. But also, come back to us as well. Let us know, are there any guests you think we should speak to? Are there any subjects that you think we should talk about on our podcast? Are there any offerings you'd like us to host that we don't currently offer? We love, you know, we're always open to new ideas. We love to hear what you guys think. Maybe you listen to a podcast and you notice something and you just want to share it with us. Well, we'd love to hear that. Please do.
And if you're enjoying our podcast and you've got 2 minutes to follow us or give us a little rating or pop us a review on Spotify or Apple's iTunes, that would be amazing. So we can start to share our lovely little conversations with people far and wider.
That would be great. With Apple, I know you just scroll down to the bottom of the podcast and it has the empty stars there that you can then press up and fill. And that's a really, I mean, that takes less than 10 seconds to do that. And then that's also where you can write a little review if you want to. I'm not quite sure how to do it on Spotify, but on Apple, it is very straightforward. And it does mean we can reach more people, which would be lovely.
Yay. And I love your idea about having a problem that we can speak to. So if anyone's having any problems or difficulties, maybe you are having something happen to you throughout pregnancy or with preparing for birth or with the birth that you had or with life as a mother, we'd love to hear from you. And if Claire and I can offer any insight, then that would be really quite a wonderful thing to do.
But I think that's it for now. Our what was supposed to be 10 minutes is definitely overrun, but that's all good. Looking forward to speaking to you all later in this year, and just take care of yourselves for now, and we'll catch up soon.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.